Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This has been a presentation of Odyssey Sports. For even more coverage of your team, download the free Odyssey app and listen to your favorite stations, shows, and podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping at second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, good evening, and it rolls on. 7-5, Royals victorious. They take the opener of this seven-game road trip, the first of three in Philly. Sees the boys overcome a 2-0 deficit, trailing after two, a two-run deficit once again after the fifth. But they put four on the board in the sixth. As Steve Stewart just gave you the breakdown, the Royals have won seven straight games. Longest winning streak that this franchise has seen in more than 6 years. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's our text line number as well, 913-586-7610. I said on the pregame show that I thought this then six-game winning streak was more about individuals than it was the collective. I thought it was more about Bobby and Salvi. Thought it was more about Brady and Michael and Freddie Fermin. Thought it was more about the individuals that have a track record, that have been putting up numbers consistently. I thought it was being stars and allowing the complementary pieces to serve in complementary roles. Well, now we got another game under our belts. A game that saw Dairon Blanco make Royals history. Saw Austin Cox collect his first career save. Carlos Hernandez shut the door in the seventh. Michael Massey with his ninth home run of the season. And Nick Whitgren with his sixth straight scoreless appearance. So I ask you, this now 7-game winning streak. Is it about this team? Or is it still about individuals? Maybe it's always been about the team and I'm wrong. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Because to me, this W tonight is of course about the team. Sure, there were so many contributors. I mean, even Jordan Lyles, who picks up the win, his third win of the season. Even Jordan Lyles giving you 5 2/3 innings, keeping you in the game. Really out-dueling Aaron Nola, if we're being honest. If we put the two final lines up against each other, they each gave up 5 runs. Jordan Lyles was able to get a little bit deeper into the game. So I'm not saying that this game was only about Bobby and Carlos and Freddie. No. This was a team win. You don't overcome multiple deficits and beat a team that's in the middle of a dogfight for the wild card spot. No, you don't win that game without a team effort. I understand that. But this 7-game winning streak as a whole, to me, still is about the individuals. It's about Bobby Witt Jr., who had another sensational night. Defensively showing that monster right arm, just that rifle of a right arm at shortstop, showing off his speed with his 32nd stolen base of the season, fourth best in Major League Baseball, and then, of course, making history, becoming the first player in baseball history, not just Royals history, first player in baseball history to have 20 home runs and 30 stolen bases in each of his first 2 seasons. That, to me, is the story of this winning streak. Bobby's hitting .531 during this winning streak. 7-game winning streak, 7 extra base hits, an OPS near 1,600 for the 23-year-old Bobby Witt Jr. You know, Freddie Fermin, 150 plate appearances now this season. The guy's hitting .302. He's got an OPS of .838. Now, things that we've seen pretty consistently. I'm not going to say that Freddie Fermin is a star, but Freddie Fermin's one of the guys that have passed this evaluation season of 2023. That is, in my opinion, what this winning streak is all about. Bobby, Freddie, the defense of Kyle Isbell, the defense of Bobby Witt Jr., the defense of Salvador Perez, right? The selflessness to say, hey, Freddie belongs in the lineup. You and I, we've been talking about it for weeks now. I don't understand how Freddie's not out there 4 times a week. He's got to be behind the dish. You got to have him in the lineup. Well, Royals agree. Salvi agrees. Salvi going to first base and getting a lot of action over there. Is it just me or is Salvi getting as much action at first base as he would behind the dish? So you let me know. 913-586-7610. Is it about the individuals or the collective? Are we seeing something that we can truly find hope for the future in? Regarding the team. 913-586-7610. Personally, again, to me, the complimentary pieces every night, you're getting a one-off. You know, tonight it was Dairon Blanco and Austin Cox. Yesterday it was Drew Waters and Samad Taylor. Of course it's going to take everyone to win on a nightly basis, but what I'm reading into, what I'll tell the Royals fan to believe in, I'm not getting the trumpet out, I'm not starting a parade for 2024 unless we're talking about Bobby or Salvi or Michael or Freddie Fermin. How about you? Let's start off out in Chanute. John, you're going to hit leadoff tonight. Royals win 7-5. They've won 7 straight, John. What do you think? I think we lost John. That's all right. That opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7610. The Royals record now 36-75. Let's try Chris, who's in Lee's Summit. Chris, you're next up on the post-game show on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Vern, you got me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Man, I just got to say that I'm having a lot of fun watching the last 7 days. And just like you just said, I'm not bringing out a trumpet for this team or anything, but we're past the trade deadline, and we're a couple months away from, you know, winter meetings and all that. So I'm just here for the enjoyment of it all. I'm happy to see, obviously, Bobby just, like, really breaking out, being showing us what kind of what we were thinking about when he was down in AA, AAA. Happy to see all these young guys doing stuff. And I'm happy to see that the team's going to have all these pieces to play with during the offseason, too, to try to get us onto the right foot starting next year. And I don't know, man, to all the people who are just like, you know, what does it matter? Where was this in April? I'm with you. I was upset then, too. But at this point, we are where we are. You can be critical with them in the winter and the spring, and I will be, too, if I don't – I'm not a fan of what they do. But I'm enjoying what they're doing now, and I love seeing all these young guys, Freddie Fermin, Bobby, obviously, Samad Taylor, Blanco. I mean, you could name a bunch of people. But, I'm just happy seeing what I'm seeing, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of the season if they keep fighting hard and playing like this, and we'll see where they go from here. Thanks, Brad. I'll take you off the air.
Yeah, appreciate it, Chris. Royals outscoring their opponents by 21 runs over the course of this seven-game winning streak. Now, those Royals fans that dismiss this, that don't even care about it, I can't imagine, A, that they're listening, but B, they come across, and you know this, Chris, they come across that pessimism justifiably. That is earned pessimism. Because you've seen those September stretches of sensational baseball before. You've seen the second half stretches of flirtation of what could be. Right? Kansas City, more times than not, throughout many of our lives, you know, if you're around my age, if you're around 40, most of your life, you ask the Royals, give me the Chiefs football. More times than not, they fail to entertain you until the Chiefs show up in St. Joe. Chiefs show up, and then that's when you end up seeing the Royals take off. It's disheartening. It's certainly no longer anecdotal. I've been covering this team now for 11 years, and especially since the championship season of 2015, it's quite often you see that September surge, that second half showcase from the young Royals. So I understand where that pessimism comes from, and I'm not going to try and extinguish that flame of anger that some Royals fans have when this happens. Right, the team waits. The team's unable to win three straight games until the end of July. By far the longest any Royals team in history has waited to win three straight games. Every other team in franchise history did it before game number 65. Royals needed 100 games to do it. And when they finally do it, they win seven straight. Now, I understand where the frustration comes from. And the only thing I would tell those people is, yeah, Bobby, what he's doing is different. What Michael Garcia is doing is different. This isn't Adalberto Mondesi having a nice stretch in September. Michael's been doing this since he showed up. Bobby has been taking slow but steady steps forward since he debuted last year. Freddie Fermin's been doing this whenever you give him an opportunity this year. Now, Kyle Isbell defensively has been sensational from game one until, you know, here we are, game 111. Now, those things you can read into. Salvador Perez, you already know that. I don't got to sell you on that. But Bobby, Freddie, Isbell's defense, you can believe in that. Dismiss whatever else you choose, but you got to believe in what Bobby Witt Jr. is doing, the first Royal in history with 20 home runs in each of his first two seasons. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Jeff in Blue Springs writes in, Vern, a while back I called up and asked you, was it as simple as just putting Michael Garcia in the leadoff spot? And Vern, you said no. But I'll tell you what, it sure appears that Bobby Witt Jr. has benefited most from that move of Michael Garcia. Yeah, Jeff, I can't argue with that. And again, that's why I attempt to always acknowledge that I'm not always right. Now, I still would push back that I don't believe it's as simple as putting Garcia in the leadoff spot has led to this 7-game winning streak or Bobby's unreal run since the beginning of July. Because, Jeff, look, I understand what you're saying. You go back and look at when this move was made. It was at the beginning of July, right? And since the beginning of July, Bobby Witt Jr. is hitting .345. He has 27 RBI in 28 games and an OPS north of 1,000. So certainly you're right. Bobby has benefited with Michael Garcia hitting in front of him. And Michael Garcia, a career-high 8-game hitting streak going on right now. He's hitting .344 in this stretch. There's no arguing those numbers, Jeff. Garcia and Bobby are the two biggest winners of this evaluation season, but I can't say that's the only reason, or it is that simple. Things in baseball like life are never, in my opinion, are never that simple. You want them to be black and white, but they normally reside in the gray area. Furthermore, you just watch the natural progression, not natural, the hard work that has led to the progression of Bobby Witt Jr. since game one last year to where we are today. You know, if the kid had, more drastic up and downs over these past two seasons, maybe I would be with you. But again, it's been a pretty steady progression now for two straight seasons. Imagine where he's going to be in 2 years from now when he's 25. Unbelievable. 913-586-7610. I want to head out to Philly. Tyler, the king caller of the postgame show, he was out in Philly. Tyler, did you fly out this morning or last night after the game?
Yeah, it was a 6:10 a.m. flight out of Kansas City this morning.
My guy. Well, what'd you think of that game, man?
Well, first of all, I'm glad I haven't gotten beat up on the street yet. Lord knows they were... They're getting after us Royals fans a little bit during the game. 36,000 in attendance. It was some kind of night. But, man, after that top of the second inning, Royals, they leave two in scoring position, striking out a couple times. And I'm thinking to myself, man, all the things that they've done to allow this winning streak to thrive, putting the ball in play, coming through situationally, they don't do it in the second inning. I'm like, well, here we go again. This is looking a little bit like April and May, but... Yep. They were resilient. They stuck with it, and they came up with the big hits. They out-hit the Phillies tonight. A couple big bombs from Bobby and Massey, and, man, it was just fun to watch. And how about the Royals flipping the script on the blueprint you told us about looking in the second half of this season? You said there will be some good, there will be more bad, and the bullpen will give up runs. Well, how about tonight? Some bad, more good, and the bullpen only gave up one hit. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was without question. Tyler, are you staying there for the whole weekend?
I'll be at the game tomorrow night, and then I'm off to New York and then Boston on Sunday. So I'll catch the boys in blue again Saturday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Man, you are doing it right, brother. Enjoy it. Be safe, and hopefully you got some time to call us after the game tomorrow.
Absolutely. I'll see what I can do. Thank you, Vern.
All right, brother. Jordan Lyles right out of the gate gives up a 2-run home run to Nick Castellanos. Lyles has now allowed a run in the first inning in 17 of his 21 starts. So right out of the gate, you're thinking, okay, here we go, Jordan Lyles. Jordan Lyles doing his Jordan Lyles thing, giving up another home run. He's top 10 in Major League Baseball and bombs allowed. All right, can the offense pick him up? And like Tyler alludes to, Salvador Perez with a leadoff single, Edward Olivares then rips a double down the left field line, and Salvi was busting it. Salvi goes first to third. So you have second and third and nobody out. Down by two, okay, tie it up, go get him. MJ Melendez swings through a fastball. Freddie Fermin stares at a fastball for strike three, and then Dairon Blanco swings through a curveball. Three straight strikeouts, two men left stranded in scoring position. And like Tyler said, you're thinking, oh, no. Oh, no. The carriage has turned back into a pumpkin. Oh, the party is over. The ball is over. But no. Bobby with that two-run blast in the third inning is 20th of the season. Royals tie it up at two. They give two right back in the fourth. but they score four in the sixth, get another in the eighth, and they win 7-5. The bullpen, Dylan Coleman, Carlos Hernandez, Nick Whitgren, and Austin Cox tonight combined for 3 1/3 innings of one-hit baseball. Two walks, two strikeouts, Austin Cox with his first career save. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. When you look at this seven-game winning streak, does it say more about the team or individuals on the team? 913-586-7610. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
First pitch to Witt, and he smacks it deep left field. A no-doubt blast for Bobby Baseball. Way out of here. Two-run shot to tie the game at 2 in the top of the third.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Bobby's two-run, one-out blast in the third inning, tied it up at 2. He would single later on in the game, single in the fifth inning with 2 out and nobody on. So multiple hits tonight for Bobby, multiple hits in 8 of his last 12 games. That gives him 35 multi-hit games this season. There's only 8 players in the game that have more multi-hit games than Bobby. I mean, we talk about the speed, you talk about the power, which is great, no doubt. But 35 multi-hit games, top 10 in Major League Baseball. Now look at what he's done. You know the numbers since July are amazing. And even to go back to the texter that's saying, hey, when Mike Hell got to the leadoff spot, that's when Bobby really took off. Bobby hit 280 in the month of June. You look at his last 70 games, almost half a season. Bobby's last 70 games, he's hitting .299, 14 home runs and 20 stolen bases, an OPS of .851. Royals win 7 straight. They got the hottest offense in baseball. They're averaging almost 7 runs a game over the course of this 7-game winning streak. Let's head out to Westport. Talk with James. James, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, it's great to hear from you. You got me last time I talked to you. I was trying to explain the difference between this 2023 team and the 2014-13 teams of the past. Those guys grew up together, wanted a ball, won a double A ball, won the championship at triple A ball. Johnny Giovitelli, Hosmer, Moose, they were all in. You brought in a couple guys. You completed center field and shortstop with Kane and Escobar. I just feel like we're from Kansas City. You can't eat a brisket cooking it 4 hours. You got to wait all 12 hours. I don't believe in Dayton Moore. You need 1,500 at-bats. These kids are ready to play baseball.
It's a good call, James. I appreciate it. I love that brisket analogy. You know you're going to win with that one. Michael Massey, since the All-Star break, hitting his OPS since the All-Star break, .781. Massey leads off the sixth inning with a solo blast, his 9th of the season, first pitch changeup put on a tee by Aaron Nola. Massey blasting at 412 feet. 18 games since the All-Star break. Sure, a smaller sample size, but not as small as it may feel. Feels like the All-Star break was last week. No, 18 games for Massey in OPS of .781. Let's head out to Raytown. Talk with John. You're on the post-game show. Go ahead, John.
Man, I mean, I've got so much. Just so much. I mean, let's give it up for Bobby Witt. I mean, no doubt. First in history to do what? 20 home runs, 30 stolen bases.
In each of his first two seasons, yep.
Let's go. I mean, in the first 2 years of your season, let's go. I mean, and I believe these boys are, I don't think they're scared of being traded. I think they don't want to be traded. I think they want to be here. I think they want to win for us. I think they want to win for this hometown. I think that's why they're playing. I think that's why it's stepped up. I think that's why we're on a 7-game winning streak. Let's go. I mean, if we've got to trade Salvi, let's trade him. But I would tell you what, these young boys, they're playing, and I think they want to be here, Vern. Love you, long-time listener, short-time caller, but I'll listen off the air.
Well, make it more often, John. That was a good call, and you're right. They certainly want to be here in that they want to be around each other. I remember talking with Vinny Pasquantino. I want to say it was maybe late May, early June, when they were really going through it. And they want to win for each other first and foremost. And I'm sure they want to win for themselves, maybe secondarily. But those of you that show up, make noise, and support these guys, they want to win for you as well. So I will get with you on that, John. You are right, because I've heard them say it. Now, teammates, their own personal goals, I'm sure trump their desire to win for you, but you're a very close third. Yeah, Vinny told me, you know, the want to has never been a question. The desire to win has never been a question. Sometimes it almost would be a hindrance. You want to win so badly that you're going at about a 12 when you need to dial it back to about a 9.5. But Vinny told me, we're expecting whenever we get through the other side of this thing, we're going to be better for it. Not just as individuals, but as a unit. Because, you know, as James mentioned, and shout out to Johnny Giovitella, haven't heard that name in quite a while, but as James mentioned, just like the Haas and Moose and Eske and Kane and Gordo and Billy and Salvi and those champions, when those guys would find themselves down late in the game, they could go, hey, remember that time back in 2012, 2013, 2014, we've been here, and we've come out of it. So, yeah, you're certainly hoping that this group is building that type of belief in themselves and one another. But like John said, this organization is very much different than the organization was going into that championship season of 2015. I'm not saying that this front office doesn't believe in their guys, but I don't believe they're going to show the same amount of patience, the same type of belief. They're going to believe what the numbers tell them. Instead of, no, we're going to keep running you out there. Even though two seasons of bad baseball tell us we should probably move on, no, we're going to keep running you back out there. So there are some guys that might be moved this offseason. We've talked about it. We discussed it earlier today on the On Deck Show. Talking about Salvi, talking about Brady Singer, talking about one of those young bats that, in my opinion, no matter what happens over these final 51 games, the questions that we have about him right now are going to be the questions that we have about him in spring training. Guys like MJ Melendez, guys like Michael Massey and Drew Waters, I'm going to have the same questions in April as I do right now. Because the pressure in April, sadly, is different than the pressure right now. I understand the Phillies are in it and the Twins are in it. I understand that you can play spoiler, but you're not in it. You're not in contention. Next April, you will be. You'll have the attention of this city next April. You'll have the hope of this city in your hands. You don't have that right now. Patrick Mahomes has that. You'll have it again next April, and that comes with a different weight, a different type of burden, larger lights, more pressure. You grip the bat pretty tight this April. Let's see what you do next April. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. So, for as encouraging as this 7-game winning streak has been, no doubt about it, and is needed for these guys to believe that they can overcome, the question is still, who is the core? Who are the guys that are going to be in the lineup on opening day of 2024? What does this front office take away from the evaluation season? Personally, Bobby, Mike Hell, Freddie, and Vinny. Those are my winners. Those are the guys that I would be reluctant to move. I wouldn't be reluctant to move Vinny, but I think coming off an injury, you're going to get pennies on the dollar, and he's a much better player that you don't have to accept quarters on the dollar for a guy like Vinny Pasquantino. So, yes, I agree. The winning is needed. The belief in one another is needed. But I don't think it's going to be the same type of core that it was back in 2015, where the guys you were cheering on as they played in Flushing, Queens against that New York Mets team in October of 2015, those were the same guys you watched in 2013. I don't think it's going to be similar. When you win again in Kansas City, I don't think a majority of those names had been on the team for years previous. I think you're going to see a more transactional front office, more movement of players that you like, guys that you have the jersey of. You're going to see them moved out more often than you did under Dayton Moore. That's just my belief. Let's go to Connor in Overland Park. Connor, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How about this 7-game winning streak? It's pretty awesome. We needed this.
Yeah. Not only did we need this, the players needed this, the coaching staff needed this, the city needed this. I'm seeing some love for Matt Quatrero on the text line. He certainly needed this.
And the whole fan base needed this too. So have a good night, Vern. Bye.
You do the same, Connor. Nice to hear from you, buddy. Thank you. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Taking a quick look at the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Here you go. From the 913, Jim and Leewood. So many great things for the team tonight, Vern, from Bobby to Blanco to Austin Cox and Salvador Perez. Salvi being able to play first base, which creates an extended opportunity for Freddie Fermin and himself. Vern, I was also happy to see Matt Quatrero make some unique moves with his bullpen, and that shows a level of confidence that I have now have growing in him. Okay. I'm just, some unique moves. I'm curious, what was the unique move? Because you don't have a closer. Going with Carlos Hernandez in the seventh inning, maybe that's what you describe as a unique move. If you missed the game, Jordan Lyles went 5 2/3 innings, left the game in the sixth with a man on first and two outs. Now at this point, bottom six, Royals find themselves leading the game by a count of 6-5. Dylan Coleman comes out of the bullpen and walks the first batter that he faces, the nine hitter. So it's two on and two out for Kyle Schwarber. Dylan Coleman gets him swinging through a sweeper to escape the jam. Dylan Coleman, this season, 13 1/3 innings, 14 walks, 15 strikeouts. And then in the seventh inning, yeah, Q goes to Carlos Hernandez, his best reliever, to face the middle of the Philly lineup. And Hernandez puts up a zero. He walked Bryce Harper with one out, but then retired Nick Castellanos and Tyson Stott to finish off that seventh inning. But I don't feel like that's really all that unique. I feel like Mike Matheny would have made that same move. I feel like that's very 2023. You use your best reliever in the highest of leverage. And there's no way you were going to have a more high-leverage situation than that right there in the seventh inning. So, Nick Whitgren in the eighth inning, I don't know if that's unique. Whitgren again, six straight scoreless appearances, 6 2/3 innings, one hit, no walks, no runs. Whitgren's rolling. He deserved that chance. And then Austin Cox, you got a lefty in Schwarber, a lefty in Harper. Q goes with the lefty, and Austin Cox retires the side in order, working around a hit batter. He hit Schwarber on a 1-2 offering. But then struck out Alec Bohm and got Bryce Harper to ground into an inning-ending, game-ending 4-6-3 double play. So yeah, Q did a nice job, I guess. To me, it was more about the pitchers executing. Q didn't do anything that he hasn't been doing, in my opinion, all season long. Hernandez, Whitgren, and Cox, those are the guys that went out there and got the job done. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Oh, we lost Big T. How about Double J? Double J, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals win 7-5.
Hey, Vern, what's going on, man? Hey, what a game tonight. What a comeback. Just an awesome, great win tonight for the Boys in Blue. And I want to say a quick reference real quick. With young as we are and some of the inexperienced guys we have, it's like a four-seater quarterback that just got drafted. Someone that's going to be your franchise quarterback for the next several years. You're going to hit your bumps, your ups and downs, and you're going to grow at the end of the day from it, and hopefully be good the rest of the time.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Double J. I appreciate the phone call. The only reason why I got to push back on that analogy that this team is similar to a rookie quarterback is that's one player. Yeah, right. One player, and that player in that sport can completely alter the trajectory of your franchise, as you know, with Patrick Mahomes, right? One player can't do that in Major League Baseball, as you're seeing with Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. So, again, but that just speaks to the difference in sports, right? The NFL, you give me the best quarterback and the best head coach, I don't care what else. Give me that. In the NBA, give me the best player. Give me that. In baseball, honestly, give me the best general manager. Baseball's a GM's game. So, okay, you know what? Let's go along with that analogy. Maybe J.J. Piccolo's like that first-round rookie quarterback. And Double J, your phone was kind of cutting out. Maybe that was the analogy you were making. And if so, I apologize. You're 100% right. Yeah, maybe J.J.'s that rookie quarterback. I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes. No. But who knows? Who knows what he turns into? Who knows what this GM and this front office become in Kansas City? I'm not putting a ceiling on him. Royals win 7-5. No longer 40 games below 500, just a measly 39 games below 500. No big deal. Boys are on pace for 109 losses. That is a big deal. That would be the worst mark in franchise history. Here's what they need to do to avoid it. To avoid the worst record in franchise history, the Royals need to win 21 of the remaining 51 games. That sounds very doable, doesn't it? To go 21-30. Now, if they want to avoid 100 losses, they got to go 27-24. That seems a bit more arduous. Three games above 500 from here on out to avoid 100 L's this season. Text line is always there for you. 913-586-7610. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll dive into that text line and hear from Jordan Lyles after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
First pitch, swing, high fly ball, deep right field, way back, and that ball is long gone. Long home run for Michael Massey.
Yes, indeed. Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. One of two home runs on the night. Michael Massey with number nine there in the sixth inning to bring the Royals within one. That made it 4-3 Philly. Royals would go on to win 7-5, make it seven straight victories. Bobby Witt Jr. also went deep. Also on the first pitch, he belted a first pitch cutter that was up and over the middle of the plate from Aaron Nola. 410 feet, Bobby's team leading 20th blast of the season. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. And let's take a look at the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Ryan from Olathe says, great win. Sorry for focusing on the bad, but what are your thoughts on the struggles of Dylan Coleman this season? Well, certainly unfortunate. This was a guy that I know I was fired up about coming into the season, especially with what he showed last August and September. Again, like we're talking about, is this winning streak more about individuals or does it speak to something more? Is it about the unit? I know you can't win a game without the entire team. You got to have a full squad effort if you're going to win at the big league level. So I know game by game it's about the team, but as far as what you're reading into, are you reading into this seven-game winning streak on an individual basis, like I am? Or, doesn't mean I'm right, is it about the squad? Let me know. 913-586-7610. It's certainly already a lost season for Dylan Coleman. Nothing he can really do down the stretch, like I said, nothing he can do down the stretch that he didn't do last year down the stretch. It's about doing it when the pressure's on, when your team's in contention. But what do I make of it? Well, we spoke with him earlier on the homestand, got his thoughts on his season. And if you ever miss a postgame show, you can always download the podcast, the All Things Vern podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, but we would prefer if you got it from the Odyssey app. And Coleman talked about it was a slight mechanical tweak early on in the season that he was unable to duplicate. He was unable to execute the small mechanical tweak that they made at the end of spring training. He was unable to execute it consistently. And then that small mechanical tweak, the physical, started to seep into the mental. And then he started to get in his own head, and that's why he stayed down in Omaha for so long and struggled down in Omaha for so long. You know, he's a guy with swing and miss stuff, but a guy that has shaky command. You know, it's the give and take. It speaks to the difficulty of big league baseball, the difficulty of pitching, and it speaks to why the ones that are able to do it consistently make tens of millions of dollars every single season. Because just about everyone that is employed by a Major League Baseball franchise can either do one of these two things: command a baseball, throw it wherever they want, whenever they want, or elicit swing and miss because their movement is so nasty. Dylan Coleman falls into the latter category. just like Josh Stallman has for the past 5-6 years here in Kansas City. But Stallman has never really tapped into that potential. Has never really become that eighth inning, ninth inning shutdown reliever. Now, we've seen stretches from him, just like we've seen stretches from Dylan Coleman. But my thoughts are, you know, Dylan Coleman right now is in that second bucket. You're either a strikeout guy or you're a command guy. Now, you're hoping that Carlos Hernandez can be both. I was once hoping that Carlos Hernandez could be both as a starter. We see where that went. Now we're hoping that Carlos Hernandez can be that as a reliever. And if he can't, he'll just become another failed starter that isn't a closer. And that's really what it is. That's big league baseball. Most guys start off as a starter because they either have swing and miss stuff or great command. If you can't put both those things together consistently, inning after inning after inning, every fifth day, well, then they move you to the bullpen. And if you still can't do those two things consistently, well, then you remain a long or a bridge guy. And if you can't do that, you don't stay in the big leagues. So we want you to be a starter. If you can't be a starter, we want you to be a closer. If you can't be a closer, we want you to just be a bridge guy, a reliever, and if you can't do that, get out of the game. And right now, Dylan Coleman is in that third tier, trying to climb to that second tier, trying to become a eighth inning, ninth inning, one of those true closer types, and he's struggling to do it. So that, to me, is my takeaway. That goes for just about everybody in that Royals bullpen right now. You're in the bullpen because you're not good enough to be a starter. You're in the bullpen because you're not good enough to be the closer. So can you either get enough swing and miss or show enough command that you can be a setup guy? That's the question right now for Dylan Coleman. Appreciate you listening, Ryan. A few more from the text line. From the 785, Vern, how many wins in a row does this team need to get 12,000 people at Kauffman Stadium on average on weekday baseball games? I don't know, man. Who cares? 12,000 for a weekday game? What did they? They just got 12,000 yesterday. What are you talking about? I don't need to win anymore. 12,000, at least announce attendance. I'd say they're getting about 10, 11, 12,000 pretty consistently. No, am I wrong? I don't think that has anything to do with the winning streak. From the 816, Vern, you bet against us on the On Deck show. Shame, shame, shame. Isn't that funny? You remember my losing bet, but you don't remember my winning bet. I told you to take the over. I didn't lose any money tonight. I haven't lost any money in any of the last 5 games. So don't shake your finger at me. Listen and make money because I'm trying to help you. Sean and Waldo writes in. He's all fired up about Bobby Witt Jr. How can you not be? Bobby, with his stolen base tonight, that gives him 62 for his career. He passes Chris Getz for 27th on the Royals' all-time stolen base list. From the 816, Vern, I'm ready to move on from MJ Melendez. He continues to prove that he can't hit, and I know the outfield isn't his natural position, but he is a liability out there. You know, MJ cost Jordan Lyles at least one run in the fourth inning. You could chalk up both of those runs in the fourth inning to MJ Melendez, his poor root on that leadoff double from Stott. Yeah, rough night in left field for MJ Melendez. He did pick up a triple in this game, a leadoff triple in the eighth inning. Came around to score the team's 7th run. MJ, by the way, has a hit in 15 of his 19 games since the All-Star break. But ready to move on? Okay, fine. You need him to perform well down the stretch. Because if you're ready to move on from him, that means you're ready to trade him. And if you want him traded, how much do you think you're going to get back for him? Right, you're another general manager calling up J.J. Piccolo going, hey, man, I heard my man from the 816. I heard your Royals fans don't even like this guy. Why would I give you anything of note? So I'm not going to fight you. You're ready to move on from MJ? Fine. you still need to cheer for him. Still need him to perform well. Again, most of these complimentary guys, I'm fine if you want to trade them. I'm not going to fight you. No. Michael, Bobby, I don't want to trade them, but I understand if you do. No, Vinny, Freddie, I don't want to see him move, but I understand if you do. No, Massey, MJ, Waters, Isbell. I don't feel strongly one way or the other. You want to move him, you don't want to move him, whatever. I can go both ways. But I understand you need them to perform well, because if this team's going to be more transactional, if they're going to build a better organization, you need Ryan Yarbrough to do what he did for the past month. Allow you to acquire two infielders, including one guy who becomes one of your top 30 prospects. You know what I mean? Finish strong, become a tastier trade asset. Because this offseason, why not? Why not a bidding war for MJ Melendez? All it takes is a few organizations that feel, man, if he came here and worked with our hitting coaches, worked with our outfield coaches, we would make him so much better. Doesn't mean that that team is right, but you know what it is. It happens in all sports. Oh, let the Chiefs acquire that quarterback. Let Andy Reid start working with that backup quarterback. I can guarantee they can flip him into a trade piece. Now, same thing with, I'm sure, the Dodgers or the Marlins would look at MJ Melendez and go, man, put him back behind the dish. Let him work with our guys, and we'll turn him into that 25 home run a season monster that we know is inside of there. But 816, you're not alone. A few other people mentioning MJ Melendez in his lesser than evening. Rally Mantis congratulating Bobby Witt Jr. on his history. Again, Bobby, the first person in baseball history with 20 home runs and 30 stolen bases in each of his first two big league seasons. Unbelievable. Hayden from Lenexa giving some love to Freddie Fermin, making a great case to start next season behind the dish. The answer is yes. He is hitting 302 this season. Not some stretch. When performing at the highest level, Freddie Fermin is a 300 hitter with an OPS near 850. So yeah, I can't argue with that. From the 913, Vern, how many home runs in his career do you think Bobby Witt Jr. will have? Wow. He has 40 right now? 20 last year, 20 this year. He's going to play, he's 23. Let's say he plays another 15 seasons. Wow. Let's give him 20 home runs for 15 seasons. That's 340 home runs. Let's bump it up. 350 home runs for Bobby Witt Jr. in his big league career. That would be my guess. Here on August 4th, 2023. By the way, happy birthday, Brady Singer. He turns 27. Katie on the East Coast writing in. What a streak, Vern. First, to take a division leader in Minnesota. Then you take down the highest payroll in Major League Baseball in the Mets. And now you're beating last year's National League champions. Way to go, Royals. Signed, Katie on the East Coast. Speaking of the Mets, I saw that the money that they're paying players not on their team, Scherzer, Verlander, David Robertson, so many others, the Mets' payroll to guys not on their team is the 18th highest payroll in Major League Baseball. The Mets are spending more money on players not on their team than the Royals are for players on their team. It's a different game. It really is. So I'm asking you, this 7-game winning streak, is it more about the individuals or does it say something about the team? From the 913, Vern, there is no I in team. It's all of them. It's not just one. Yeah, okay. All right, coach. I mean, I agree. Game by game, it's a team effort. But the big picture, my takeaways from this 7-game winning streak are more about the individuals than it is the team or what it means for 2024. From the 816, Vern, it's nice to see the individuals realize they belong. that is the biggest thing that they can do for the rest of the season, is learn that they belong. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a fair point, especially with those complimentary guys. Salvi knows that. Bobby knows that. Michael Garcia should know that. Freddie Fermin, I hope, knows that. But yeah, Massey, Melendez, Isbell, Prado, Waters. Yeah, that could be big. That could be big. I'm just wondering if a two-month finish to the season convinces MJ of something that he didn't already know. Because MJ had a good year last year. MJ's proven I'm a productive big leaguer. So I think he's past that. Waters, Massey, Prado, possibly. Yeah, yeah, it's a good point. I appreciate it. 913-586-7610. Ryan from Pleasant Hill writing in. Vern, this doesn't feel like a September surge. They played two teams in the Phillies and Twins that are fighting for a playoff spot. If they keep doing this against first-place squads, Vern, that's only a positive thing going forward. That's a good point, Ryan. Doing it against good pitching, too, right? Aaron Nola tonight, I mean, Aaron Nola's the ace of that Philly staff, with all due respect to Zach Wheeler. You know, Kodai Senga, you get to him during the homestand. You get to Kenta Maeda, who carved you up. Right, Kenta Maeda carved this team up earlier in the season. Yeah, Royals, beat the Twins, beat Sonny Gray as well. Yeah, great point. Good pitching. From the 913, Vern, this is the worst season, so I'm happy to see a slight spark here in the second half. Keep up the good work, boys in blue. From the 432, I don't know where that's at. From the 432, I guess I don't need to learn, because they write, Vern, I'm honestly thinking we're making the playoffs. What say you? Stop. Cole from Lenexa. Vern, I want to ride this winning wave. I plan to see what happens after the streak ends. Can we go on another winning streak after this? Yeah, that's a great point, Cole. I mentioned it earlier today on the On Deck show. If I'm going to believe that this winning streak is about more than just the individuals, that it is a statement about this team, where they're going, where they could be in 2024, if you want me to believe that, then I need, at some point, this winning streak to end, and then I need them to get back to winning. Right? I've seen plenty of teams get hot, especially when they're led by a budding superstar in Bobby Witt Jr. and the endless energy of Salvador Perez and the professionalism of Michael Garcia and Freddie Fermin and the coaching staff. What happens when you drop 3 of 4? That's what I'm interested in. Cole, thanks for the phone call, or the text, rather. 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, is 10 years at $240 million going to keep Bobby Witt Jr. in Kansas City? Yeah, give him a few opt-outs in there. I mean, I would prefer that he didn't want those opt-outs, but if I'm Bobby and you put 10 at 240 in front of me, you give me an opt-out in 5 years, I'd sign that. Right, because Bobby's going to be a free agent in 4 seasons. So that buys up 1 year of free agency, allows him to opt out after 5. Yeah, I would do that. 10 at 240, sure. And I think
confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
First pitch, swing, high fly ball, deep right field, way back, and that ball is long gone. Long home run for Michael Massey.
Yes, indeed. Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. One of two home runs on the night. Michael Massey with number 9 there in the sixth inning to bring the Royals within 1. That made it 4-3 Philly. Royals would go on to win 7-5, make it 7 straight victories. Bobby Witt Jr. also went deep. Also on the first pitch, he belted a first pitch cutter that was up and over the middle of the plate from Aaron Nola. 410 feet, Bobby's team leading 20th blast of the season. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well, 913-586-7610. And let's take a look at the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Ryan from Olathe says, great win. Sorry for focusing on the bad, but what are your thoughts on the struggles of Dylan Coleman this season? Well, certainly unfortunate. This was a guy that I know I was fired up about coming into the season, especially with what he showed last August and September. Again, like we're talking about, is this winning streak more about individuals or does it speak to something more? Is it about the unit? I know you can't win a game without the entire team. You got to have a full squad effort if you're going to win at the big league level. So I know game by game it's about the team, but as far as what you're reading into, are you reading into this 7-game winning streak on an individual basis like I am? Or, doesn't mean I'm right, is it about the squad? Let me know. 913-586-7610. It's certainly already a lost season for Dylan Coleman. Nothing he can really do down the stretch, like I said, nothing he can do down the stretch that he didn't do last year down the stretch. It's about doing it when the pressure's on, when your team's in contention. But what do I make of it? Well, we spoke with him earlier on the homestand, got his thoughts on his season. And if you ever miss a postgame show, you can always download the podcast, the All Things Vern podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, but we would prefer if you got it from the Odyssey app. And Coleman talked about it was a slight mechanical tweak early on in the season that he was unable to duplicate. He was unable to execute the small mechanical tweak that they made at the end of spring training. He was unable to execute it consistently. And then that small mechanical tweak, the physical, started to seep into the mental. And then he started to get in his own head, and that's why he stayed down in Omaha for so long and struggled down in Omaha for so long. You know, he's a guy with swing and miss stuff, but a guy that has shaky command. You know, it's the give and take. It speaks to the difficulty of big league baseball, the difficulty of pitching, and it speaks to why the ones that are able to do it consistently make tens of millions of dollars every single season. Because just about everyone that is employed by a Major League Baseball franchise can either do one of these two things: command a baseball, throw it wherever they want, whenever they want, or elicit swing and miss because their movement is so nasty. Dylan Coleman falls into the latter category, just like Josh Staumont has for the past 5-6 years here in Kansas City. But Staumont has never really tapped into that potential. He's never really become that eighth inning, ninth inning shutdown reliever. Now, we've seen stretches from him, just like we've seen stretches from Dylan Coleman. But my thoughts are, you know, Dylan Coleman right now is in that second bucket. You're either a strikeout guy or you're a command guy. Now, you're hoping that Carlos Hernandez can be both. I was once hoping that Carlos Hernandez could be both as a starter. We see where that went. Now we're hoping that Carlos Hernandez can be that as a reliever. And if he can't, he'll just become another failed starter that isn't a closer. And that's really what it is. That's big league baseball. Most guys start off as a starter because they either have swing and miss stuff or great command. If you can't put both those things together consistently, inning after inning after inning, every fifth day, well, then they move you to the bullpen. And if you still can't do those two things consistently, well, then you remain a long or a bridge guy. And if you can't do that, you don't stay in the big leagues. So we want you to be a starter. If you can't be a starter, we want you to be a closer. If you can't be a closer, we want you to just be a bridge guy, a reliever. And if you can't do that, get out of the game. And right now, Dylan Coleman is in that third tier, trying to climb to that second tier, trying to become a eighth inning, ninth inning, one of those true closer types. And he's struggling to do it. So that to me is my takeaway. That goes for just about everybody in that Royals bullpen right now. You're in the bullpen because you're not good enough to be a starter. You're in the bullpen because you're not good enough to be the closer. So can you either get enough swing and miss or show enough command that you can be a setup guy? That's the question right now for Dylan Coleman. Appreciate you listening, Ryan. A few more from the text line. From the 785, Vern, how many wins in a row does this team need to get 12,000 people at Kauffman Stadium on average on weekday baseball games? I don't know, man. Who cares? 12,000 for a weekday game? What did they just got 12,000 yesterday. What are you talking about? I don't need to win anymore. 12,000, at least announce attendance. I'd say they're getting about 10, 11, 12,000 pretty consistently. No, am I wrong? I don't think that has anything to do with the winning streak. From the 816, Vern, you bet against us on the On Deck show. Shame, shame, shame. Isn't that funny? You remember my losing bet, but you don't remember my winning bet. I told you to take the over. I didn't lose any money tonight. I haven't lost any money in any of the last 5 games. So don't shake your finger at me. Listen and make money because I'm trying to help you. Sean and Waldo writes in. He's all fired up about Bobby Witt Jr. How can you not be? Bobby, with his stolen base tonight, that gives him 62 for his career. He passes Chris Getz for 27th on the Royals' all-time stolen base list. From the 816, Vern, I'm ready to move on from MJ Melendez. He continues to prove that he can't hit, and I know the outfield isn't his natural position, but he is a liability out there. You know, MJ cost Jordan Lyles at least one run in the fourth inning. You could chalk up both of those runs in the fourth inning to MJ Melendez, his poor route on that leadoff double from Stott. Yeah, rough night in left field for MJ Melendez. He did pick up a triple in this game, a leadoff triple in the eighth inning. Came around to score the team's seventh run. MJ, by the way, has a hit in 15 of his 19 games since the All-Star break. But ready to move on? Okay, fine. You need him to perform well down the stretch. Because if you're ready to move on from him, that means you're ready to trade him. And if you want him traded, how much do you think you're going to get back for him? Right, you're another general manager calling up J.J. Piccolo going, hey, man, I heard my man from the 816. I heard your Royals fans don't even like this guy. Why would I give you anything of note? So I'm not going to fight you. You're ready to move on from MJ? Fine. You still need to cheer for him. Still need him to perform well. Again, most of these complimentary guys, I'm fine if you want to trade him. I'm not going to fight you. No. Michael, Bobby, I don't want to trade them, but I understand if you do. You know, Vinny, Freddie, I don't want to see him move, but I understand if you do. You know, Massey, MJ, Waters, Isbell. I don't feel strongly one way or the other. You want to move them, you don't want to move them, whatever. I can go both ways. But I understand you need them to perform well, because if this team's going to be more transactional, if they're going to build a better organization, you need Ryan Yarbrough to do what he did for the past month. Allow you to acquire two infielders, including one guy who becomes one of your top 30 prospects. You know what I mean? Finish strong, become a tastier trade asset. Because this offseason, why not? Why not a bidding war for MJ Melendez? All it takes is a few organizations that feel, man, if he came here and worked with our hitting coaches, worked with our outfield coaches, we would make him so much better. Doesn't mean that that team is right, but you know what it is. It happens in all sports. Oh, let the Chiefs acquire that quarterback. Let Andy Reid start working with that backup quarterback. I can guarantee they can flip him into a trade piece. Now, same thing with, I'm sure, the Dodgers or the Marlins would look at MJ Melendez and go, man, put him back behind the dish. Let him work with our guys, and we'll turn him into that 25 home run a season monster that we know is inside of there. But 816, you're not alone. A few other people mentioning MJ Melendez in his lesser than evening. Rally Mantis congratulating Bobby Witt Jr. on his history. Again, Bobby, the first person in baseball history with 20 home runs and 30 stolen bases in each of his first two big league seasons. Unbelievable. Hayden from Lenexa giving some love to Freddie Fermin, making a great case to start next season behind the dish. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. He is hitting 302 this season. Not some stretch. When performing at the highest level, Freddie Fermin is a 300 hitter with an OPS near 850. So, yeah, I can't argue with that. From the 913, Vern, how many home runs in his career do you think Bobby Witt Jr. will have? Wow. What, he has 40 right now? 20 last year, 20 this year. He's going to play, he's 23. Let's say he plays another 15 seasons. Wow. Let's give him 20 home runs for 15 seasons. That's 340 home runs. Let's bump it up. 350 home runs for Bobby Witt Jr. in his big league career. That would be my guess. Here on August 4th, 2023. By the way, happy birthday, Brady Singer. He turns 27. Katie on the East Coast writing in. What a streak, Vern. First, to take a division leader in Minnesota. Then you take down the highest payroll in Major League Baseball in the Mets. And now you're beating last year's National League champions. Way to go, Royals. Signed, Katie on the East Coast. Speaking of the Mets, I saw that the money that they're paying players not on their team. Scherzer, Verlander, David Robertson, so many others. The Mets' payroll to guys not on their team is the 18th highest payroll in Major League Baseball. The Mets are spending more money on players not on their team than the Royals are for players on their team. It's a different game. It really is. So I'm asking you, this 7-game winning streak, is it more about the individuals or does it say something about the team? From the 913, Vern, there is no I in team. It's all of them. It's not just one. Yeah, okay. All right, coach. I mean, I agree. Game by game, it's a team effort. But the big picture, my takeaways from this 7-game winning streak are more about the individuals than it is the team or what it means for 2024. From the 816, Vern, it's nice to see the individuals realize they belong. That is the biggest thing that they can do for the rest of the season is learn that they belong. Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's a fair point, especially with those complimentary guys. Salvi knows that. Bobby knows that. Mikel Garcia should know that. Freddie Fermin, I hope, knows that. But yeah, Massey, Melendez, Isbell, Prado, Waters, yeah, that could be big. That could be big. I'm just wondering if a 2-month finish to the season convinces MJ of something that he didn't already know, because MJ had a good year last year. MJ's proven I'm a productive big leaguer. So I think he's past that. Waters, Massey, Prado, possibly. Yeah, yeah, it's a good point. I appreciate it. 913-586-7610. Ryan from Pleasant Hill writing in. Vern, this doesn't feel like a September surge. They played two teams in the Phillies and Twins that are fighting for a playoff spot. If they keep doing this against first-place squads, Vern, that's only a positive thing going forward. That's a good point, Ryan. Doing it against good pitching, too, right? Aaron Nola tonight, I mean, Aaron Nola's the ace of that Philly staff, with all due respect to Zach Wheeler. You know, Kodai Senga, you get to him. During the homestand, you get to Kenta Maeda, who carved you up. Right, Kenta Maeda carved this team up earlier in the season. Yeah, Royals beat the Twins, beat Sonny Gray as well. Great point. Good pitching. From the 913, Vern, this is the worst season, so I'm happy to see a slight spark here in the second half. Keep up the good work, boys in blue. From the 432, I don't know where that's at. From the 432, I guess I don't need to learn because they write, Vern, I'm honestly thinking we're making the playoffs. What say you? No, stop. Cole from Lenexa. Vern, I want to ride this winning wave. I plan to see what happens after the streak ends. Can we go on another winning streak after this? Yeah, that's a great point, Cole. I mentioned it earlier today on the On Deck show. If I'm going to believe that this winning streak is about more than just the individuals, that it is a statement about this team, where they're going, where they could be in 2024. If you want me to believe that, then I need at some point this winning streak to end, and then I need them to get back to winning. Right? I've seen plenty of teams get hot. Especially when they're led by a budding superstar in Bobby Witt Jr. and the endless energy of Salvador Perez and the professionalism of Mikel Garcia and Freddie Fermin and the coaching staff. What happens when you drop 3 of 4? That's what I'm interested in. Cole, thanks for the phone call, or the text, rather. 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, is 10 years at $240 million going to keep Bobby Witt Jr. in Kansas City? Yeah, give him a few opt-outs in there. I mean, I would prefer that he didn't want those opt-outs, but if I'm Bobby and you put 10 at 240 in front of me, you give me an opt-out in 5 years, I'd sign that. Right, because Bobby's going to be a free agent in 4 seasons. So that buys up 1 year of free agency, allows them to opt out after five. Yeah, I would do that. 10 at 240, sure. And I think, of course, I would. I think Bobby would as well. From the 816, another MJ Melendez should go to Omaha text. Speaking of Omaha, Mike in Omaha writes in, Vern, 7 wins in a row, fun times. Nice management of the relievers, Q. Bringing in the de facto closer in the 7th to face the heart of the order. Keep it going, Mike in Omaha. Yeah, more love for Q. Nice to see. Paul from Lawrence writes in, 7 in a row. This is definitely meaningful baseball in August. Shout out to Bobby Witt Jr. Well done, my man. Paul, I appreciate it. I don't know what you mean by meaningful baseball in August. This is not that. They're 36-75. It's fun baseball. This has been fun. The games are meaningful to Philly and Minnesota, sure. But this isn't meaningful baseball. There's not August postseason pressure. Now, it's in the stadium, but it's not in the Royals' dugout. I'm sorry it's not. I wish I could go along with that, but it's not. Gabe and Independence. Vern, I think it's more about the team than it is the individuals. Took this long for the guys to find themselves as a team. They're now trusting each other. Vern, think about it. Took some time for them to learn from each other, to learn to pass the baton. And now we get Vinny back next year. Vern, this speaks to the team, signed Gabe and Independence. Yeah, the Pasquantino, and that's a good point. Yeah, you throw Vinny into the 3 spot. Right, you go Mike Hell, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Massey. Yeah, it's certainly a nice 1-4 because I'm sold on Mike Hell. You know I'm sold on Bobby. You know I'm sold on Vinny, and we're all sold on Salvi. So, yeah, you like that top 4, but we got to talk about pitching, right? Okay, 2024, Brady Singer's your number 1. Jordan Lyles is your number 2. What else do you got? What else do you got that you're sold on? Like, I was encouraged by Cole Reagans. I liked what I saw before Chris Bubich went down for the season. Liked what I saw from Lynch before he went down. But what can I bank on? What am I sold on? I'm sold on Brady Singer's a pro. I'm sold that Jordan Lyles is a pro. But other than that, no, man. And if you can't pitch, you can't win. So that right now is the issue, pitching. Jordan Lyles, yes, is a pro, but his ERA is the 2nd highest in Major League Baseball. I say he's a pro because he takes the ball and he gives you innings. He's given his squad at least 5 innings in 19 of his 21 starts. He's on pace to go about 170 innings this season. Lyles, again, picks up the win. He's now 3-12. I believe Cody and Gold need him to win 3 more games. And then Cody's going to buy a very expensive bottle of champagne and likely waste it. John in Mission writes in, Vern, our boys in blue got it going. I know it's a lost season, but I love seeing the boys pick each other up. Hopefully, this leads to us seeing them do this in games that matter in the future. Either way, let's be one hell of a spoiler down the stretch. That's Jameson-fueled John in Mission writing in. I like it. Way to go. And from the 816, Fern, the Royals cost me on my DraftKings 2-game parlay. Well, we've all been there, buddy. We've all been there. You should have been listening to the On Deck Show. I told you, I haven't lost money in 5 straight days. 5 straight games have either made you money or you've pushed on the day. CDOT made you money again today. CDOT's on a heater. He's just texting me right now, glossing, feeling himself. CDOT trying to track down Rob Brenton for the double play leader. Anyway, 7-5, the final score. Royals win a 7th straight game, and now they hand the ball to the rookie, Alec Marsh. He squares off with left-hander Christopher Sanchez. It's a 5:05 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 4 o'clock. I'll give you a chance to win tickets to come out for 6-10 day at the K, Royals and Pirates, a few weeks away. So be listening tomorrow at 4 o'clock for your chance to win those tickets and also your chance to make some money on the double play. I'll give you another winner tomorrow. Dusty Likens will surely give you another loser. Grant Nicholson, you were a big winner tonight. Great job. Thanks for the help. Enjoy your night.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.